This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. A moment now for advertising and our continuing efforts to escape it, even though it does help pay for the content that we all crave. It's easy to get tired of banner ads online or commercials on TV, and there is no small amount of startup energy being put into helping people block those ads, and just about an equal amount of corporate energy fighting back, Marketplace's Queenie Kim reports.
So you click on a site, and all of a sudden, your speakers are blaring.
We need to be told that she is our...
And you're like, oh, what's that noise, and where's it coming from?
Rated PG-13.
Chad Russell is the chief technology officer at Blue Point Security. He says similar experiences led his company to go onto Kickstarter and propose a device to block ads. 2,000 people chipped in about $135, and AdTrap was born. It's a small white box that plugs into your router and...
It eliminates all the inbound advertising from any devices in your house.
So when you hop onto the web from your desktop, smartphone, or tablet, the sites you visit are stripped of ads, and the videos are commercial-free. Of course, websites and advertisers are fighting back.
It really is an arms race between us and the advertisers constantly.
Right now, the ad blockers have the upper hand. To change that, it's going to be costly for web publications, and it's unclear that a victor will emerge. Sean Blanchfield is with Pagefair, a startup in Ireland that helps web publishers sidestep ad blockers.
The most correct response to this is to address the underlying problem, which is the quality of the ads themselves.
AdTrap isn't the only ad blocker out there. The most popular one is called AdBlocker, and it's free.
You know, I would say ad blocking is on advertisers' radar, but it's not the top of their list.
Clark Fredrickson is with eMarketer. He says that's because there hasn't been a wide-scale adoption of the technology. In San Francisco, I'm Queenie Kim for Marketplace.